Shalom, this is Billy Brim and my daughter, my cohort here, Shelley. We're coming to you from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Bless the Lord. Well, we're going to talk covenant today. Covenant talk.
Praise
That's
God.
What it's David wonderful. Did.
Yes, he did.
Why, he said, who are you, you uncircumcised Philistine? You don't even have a covenant.
Exactly.
With God.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, folks, I looked up in the ESV, just on my computer, that I can do it like this. They always translate it steadfast love. You should go through the Psalms. You should go through what David, he was always saying, I've got a covenant. And you, Father, I'm calling out on Hesed.
Right.
To talk
yes.
covenant, you really have to know the meaning of Hesed. And that's what we're studying now. We studied it last month before we went to the Christmas part.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go back and you can get these. You know, they're online, available, past ones. But we're going to look at it now because Hesed is the language. It's the obligations you have because you're in a covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have covenants with other people. And this is from the book that we have in our offer today, Hesed in the Bible by Gleck. And it can be between people. Hesed. You can have covenants between people.
Yes.
And all families, there was a Hesed requirement because they had blood. They shared blood.
Mm-hmm.
So you're loyal to your family.
Yes.
And, of course, contracts, marriage contracts, betrothals. And all of that. And then, like you said, Dr. Livingston and when Stanley went after Livingston. So it's between people. And in the Bible, we're talking in the Bible.
Yes.
In the Bible give cases of calling on covenant between people and calling on covenant because you're in covenant with God. And one of the places is in Genesis 24. And here we see Abraham's steward using both connotations. In chapter 24 of Genesis, he has been charged by Abraham because Abraham wants Isaac, his covenant son of promise, to have a wife, not from the peoples round about Canaan's land.
Mm-hmm.
He wants them to have one back from his homeland. So he sent his steward back there to seek a wife for his son Isaac. Now he entreated God. The steward entreated God
mm-hmm.
based on Abraham's covenant with God. Abraham had cut covenant with God.
Yes.
Covenant
yes.
means cut.
Mm-hmm.
Bloodshed. And so he said, he's going to go to God now because it's a long journey. And about in those days, they didn't go by jet. You know, I mean, you got to have camels and you're going slowly. And so he's going back up to Abraham's land, back up into, they call it the land of Aram. It's really Iraq,
yeah.
back up into that country.
Present day Iraq.
And so there, he's got to go all the way from down around Hebron, down around in Israel. And he's got to go up there. And it's taken him a long time. So there's lots of journeys, troubles along the way.
Yes.
And then he's got to convince the people to let him have a wife for Isaac. So here's his prayer to God in Genesis 24, chapter 24 and verse 12. And now I put this in here from the ESV, remember, because they're constant
family.
In how they translate steadfast love. Mm-hmm. But Shelley's going to read steadfast love and then she's going to read Hesed.
Okay. So
this is the steward going to God.
Yes. Genesis 24, verses 12 through 14. And he said, O Lord, Jehovah God of my master Abraham, please grant me success today and show Hesed.
Steadfast love. Read it. Read both words.
Okay.
Show steadfast love, which is Hesed.
To my master Abraham. Behold, I'm standing by the spring of water, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water. Let the young woman to whom I shall say, please let down your jar that I may drink, and who shall say, drink, and I will water your camels. Let her be the one whom you have appointed for your servant Isaac. By this shall I know that you have shown...
Stop. I don't want you to say steadfast love. I want you to say Hesed. I changed my mind.
That's what I thought.
Women have the right to do that, you know.
Well, I know, and that's why I'm here.
Not
I get
right.
you.
Hallelujah.
I understand you. Of course.
Okay, so read
so
that
So anyway,
again.
By this I shall know that you have shown chesed to my master.
In other words, you kept your obligation of your covenant with my master Abraham.
So he was thankful.
So things happened just the way he prayed.
Yes.
The woman came down. She said the water and the camels and everything. So then he says to the Lord, the steward thanks God.
Blessed be the Lord, Jehovah, the God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his chesed and his faithfulness, emet.
Chesed ve'emet. We're going to go into that in detail today.
Okay, good.
It is emet, which is truth, mm-hmm. but it's also faithfulness.
Yes.
So there's some reason for that.
Yes,
we're going to talk about it in a minute.
Related.
So he said, I want to thank you. You showed chesed ve'emet. You showed your obligation to your covenant with mm-hmm. my master. And you've led me. Hallelujah. Now, he's thanking God.
Yes, that's
and
good.
And he's going on the basis of God and Abraham. They got a covenant. But now he's got to convince the woman's relatives.
Right.
So he's going to go on another basis. Because this is Laban. You remember, he wasn't that great.
No, he wasn't.
And so.
So now what?
Well, not Laban. Anyway, we're going to go. It's in the land of. Yeah, it is. But anyway, go ahead. Then he explains who he is and his commission by Abraham, his mission mm-hmm. to find a wife. He explains
sure,
all that.
His purpose.
And he asks based on a family relationship between mm-hmm. Laban and Abraham.
Okay.
He asks on a family relationship.
All right.
So.
Now then, if you are going to show chesed and faithfulness, emet to my master, tell me.
So now he says, I'm going to go in here in my Bible because I got to straighten something out right here in my mind.
So this
Genesis
is,
24.
Oh, good. Right here.
I just can't be mixed up on this.
We are part of this very moment.
Hallelujah.
Discovering something. Getting it straight.
I want to get it straight. I don't want to get it wrong. And so we're down on what verse is he on?
49.
Verse 49. Okay, bless the Lord, I'm Abraham's servant. Hallelujah. He said, you got to go to my country. So he went up to country. I know he went to Mesopotamia, to the land of Nahor, who is Abraham's brother.
Mm-hmm.
And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that, behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor. And the damsel was very fair to look upon. And so the servant then is going to speaking to her family. And then, bless the Lord, it is her brother, Laban. Okay, I was thinking because I know that Laban is involved, you know, later on mm-hmm. when they go to get a wife for Jacob.
Right.
So it's the same Laban.
Interesting.
But he's her brother, not her father, like it was in the next case.
Exactly.
So it's Laban, all right, or Laban, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to ask Laban, her brother. Her father must have been gone or something.
Yeah.
He's going to ask Laban, and he's going to base it on family relationship. Now then, if you are going to show chesed and emet to my master, tell me. Mm-hmm. If you, Laban, a man, because your family are going to show it. So here we are with a family relationship. Both alliances put upon the participant's obligation to exercise chesed. But one of them, he said, I want to thank you, God, because you're exercising chesed with Abraham.
Exactly.
That's your covenant, God.
Mm-hmm.
But then you, Laban, and Abraham, you're related, mm-hmm. so I'm going to go on this chesed that's mm-hmm. that's due to family relationship.
Right.
Now, in verse 27 and in verse 49, in both cases it says chesed ve'emet, chesed ve'emet. So I'm gonna look to a word wheel, and we're gonna see why this is. Okay, this is a word wheel. Now in Hebrew, everything in the Bible is seed, and what grows from seed or root. So the language itself grows from roots, and almost all Hebrew words grow from a three-letter root, and this three-letter root is the most famous Hebrew word in the world. When I ask, do you know the most famous word? People say, hallelujah. No. The most famous, most used one is amen. And they don't translate it anywhere, hardly. I mean, in our prayers, we say amen all the time. So amen means, may this prayer come true. That is the basic meaning of amen. May this prayer come true. Now, out from this, just by changing vowel sounds, you have words that work to make a prayer come true or a concept come true. Now, one of these is emunah, faith. It takes faith to make a prayer come true. And here's a word, faithful. That's a stem. It has the same letters in it. Every time you see emunah, every time you see any of these words that stem from it, you are going to see that word in the middle. Amen. May this prayer come true. So here we have from amen, we have emunah, but we have this word emet. Now, I do not know how that tav on the end got in here, but there's rules. I don't understand them all. But it says right here that emet is coming from the same stem that faithful comes. So you're going to see in the Bible, sometimes it's translated faithful, and sometimes it's true. Mm-hmm. But it's emet, okay, or it's emunah. So it's not really anything we're going to argue about, because if you're in a covenant with someone, hesed ve'emet, there's the truth of the covenant, and there's faithfulness to the covenant. There's loyalty to the covenant.
Yes.
So you've got your hesed obligations to the covenant, and then you keep them loyally. You keep them faithfully. You keep them to the truth.
Yes.
So
the character behind it.
The character behind it. Bless the Lord. So in this case, he says to Laban, are you going to show hesed ve'emet? Mm-hmm. And they've translated it faithfulness, and that's all right. Mm-hmm. Are you going to show that to him? So we have that. And whenever hesed appears together with emet, the quality of loyalty, or with emunah, faithfulness, either one, it's the quality of loyalty. It's like an adjective.
Mm.
And it defines hesed. You loyally keep this.
Yes.
You faithfully keep your promise.
Right.
And you base it on the truth. You base it on the truth of God's word, which is, this is the contract right here.
Mm-hmm.
This is the covenant. These are the covenants.
That's right.
And so, are you loyal to keep your obligation to how it's written here?
Right. Responsibility.
So, yes. And so it is a word that's used together. Hesed is sometimes translated loyalty. This is from Gleick. Also love.
Huh.
So as to emphasize that it's God's hesed. However,
and you're pointing to your head,
one must remain aware that a very particular kind of love is meant.
Oh.
Conforming to loyalty and obligation.
Wow.
And thereby fulfilling the conditions of a covenant.
Two-thirds of these scriptures are prophecy. Most of them have been fulfilled. But we're going to do what Peter says. He says, pay attention to the prophets, because they're like a light shining in a dark place.
3BI, Billy Brim Bible Institute. You can earn your degree with an emphasis in Bible prophecy from one of the leading Bible prophecy teachers of our time. For more information, visit billybrim.org/3BI. Billy Brim now has a YouTube channel. Search under the channel name Official Dr. Billy Brim. Subscribe today and get the latest updates, uploads, and lives to the channel. Feed your faith and walk in the light of the Word.
Thank you for joining us today for the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. You can connect with us on all social media at Dr. Billy Brim. Snail mail, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or billybrim.org, 1-800-972-3447. Again, shalom, shalom.